Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Niyat. Deeds are judged by intentions. Rasulullah.net. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, and may the peace and the blessings of Allah be upon the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all his family and companions. The concept of intention in Islam. The intention is a fundamental matter. It is the spirit of deeds with which deeds may be good. It has been narrated on the authority of Umar bin al-Khattab that the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessings of Allah be upon him, said, deeds are but intentions. A man will be rewarded only for what he intended. The place of the intention is the heart. Therefore, if one uttered out of mistake with his tongue what is contrary to what is in his heart, what counts is what he intends with his heart, not what he uttered. Imam An-Nawawi, may Allah have mercy on him, said, Muslims unanimously agreed on the importance of this hadith and that it implies many beneficial rulings. Moreover, it was authentically transmitted. Then he said, the masses of the Arabic and Usul scholars and other than them hold the view that the word but encompasses all the related meanings for the mentioned thing and negates the same meanings from other than it. Again, then he said, the masses of the Arabic and Usul scholars and other than them hold the view that the word but encompasses all the related meanings for the mentioned thing and negates the same meanings from other than it. So the interpretation of this hadith, actions are counted with the intention and they are not counted if they lack the intention. This hadith indicates that the purity which may be attained through the ablution, the washing, and the tayammum, a dry ablution, are valid only with the intention. The same applies for the prayers, paying the zakat, observing fasting, performing hajj, pilgrimage, staying in the mosque for i'tikaf, retreat, and the other acts of worship. Then Ibn Rajab, may Allah have mercy on him, elaborated on the hadith, a man will be rewarded only for what he intended. This is an explanation that one does not get from his deeds except what he has intended, for if he intends a good, he will have good rewards, and if he does not have a good intention, he will be rewarded according to his intention. The second sentence is not a mere repetition for the first one, because the first one indicates the validity and the invalidity of the deed depending on the intention of performing the deed, but the second one indicates that the reward of the doer for his deed on the righteous intention as well he may be punished because of his bad intention. However, one may have permissible intention, and accordingly his deed will be counted as permitted, thus he will not be either rewarded or punished. The deed itself, in terms of its validity, invalidity, and permissibility, depend on the intention to initiate it and to perform it. The reward of the doer, as well as his safety or deserving the punishment, depend on the intention because of which the deed is considered valid or invalid or corrupt or permissible. From this honorable and comprehensive hadith, it is possible to derive important rules pertaining to intentions in our daily life, including 1. The intention does not turn a sin into a good deed. 2. Deeds are not valid unless there is an intention. The intention does not turn a sin into a good deed. 2. Deeds are not valid unless there is an intention. The intention affects the deed, so it turns the permissible deed into an act of obedience and a drawing close to Allah, and turns the obedience into disobedience. For instance, if someone who does a deed for the sake of showing off and reputation, or for the sake of seeking a worldly matter, but it does not turn the act of disobedience into a permissible thing, as some people think. Conditions for accepting deeds in the sight of Allah Almighty. In order to have the acts of worship accepted by Allah Almighty, so that the servant is rewarded for doing the acts of worship, it must meet 2 conditions. The first condition, sincerity to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty said, in the interpretation of the meaning, "And they were not commanded except to worship Allah, being sincere to Him in religion, inclining to truth, and to establish prayer and to give zakah." And that is the correct religion. Quran chapter 98, verse 5. What is meant by the sincerity in Islam is that the servant intends to seek the pleasure of Allah Almighty with all his outward and inward words and actions. Allah Almighty said, interpretation of the meaning, "And not giving for anyone who has done him a favor to be rewarded, but only seeking the face acceptance of his Lord Most High." Quran chapter 92, verses 19 and 20. Allah Almighty said, interpretation of the meaning, "Whoever desires the harvest of the hereafter, we increase for him in his harvest, i.e. reward. And whoever desires the harvest, i.e. benefits of this world, we give him thereof, but there is not for him in the hereafter any share." Quran chapter 42, verse 20. Allah Almighty said, interpretation of the meaning, "Whoever desires the life of this world and its adornments, we fully repay them for their deeds therein, and they therein will not be deprived. Those are the ones for whom there is not in the hereafter but the fire. And lost is what they did therein, and worthless is what they used to do." Quran chapter 11, verses 15 and 16. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, said, "The Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessings of Allah be upon him, said, Almighty Allah says, I am the one who is most free from want of partners. He who does a thing for the sake of someone else beside me, I discard him and his polytheism." Muslim. The second condition, the deed must be in conformity to the law that Allah Almighty commanded the servants not to worship except by it. Again, the deed must be in conformity to the law that Allah Almighty commanded the servants not to worship him except by it, which is to follow the prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, in all the instructions he taught us. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, reported, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, if anyone introduces in our matter something which does not belong to it, it will be rejected. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, commanded his followers to stick to and abide by his sunnah and his guidance. He, peace and the blessing be upon him, said, hold fast to my sunnah and the examples of the rightly guided caliphs who will come after me. Adhere to them and hold fast to them. Beware of new things in deen, because every bid'ah is a misguidance. Every action that is not intended for the sake of Allah Almighty and not in conformity with the law of Allah and His Messenger will be rejected. Then the one who does it will not be rewarded. Anyone who introduces a heresy in Islam, bid'ah in Islam, will not be accepted from him, because Allah and His Messenger did not legislate this deed. Ibn al-Qayyim said, Allah made sincerity and following up the Messenger of Allah Muhammad the criteria for the acceptance of deeds, otherwise deeds will not be accepted. Allah Almighty said, interpretation of the meaning, He who created death and life to test you as to which of you is best indeed, and He is the exalted in might, the forgiving. Quran chapter 67 verse 2. Al-Fudayl interpreted this verse by saying, which of you is best indeed means which of you is the most sincere and correct. The importance of intention. The importance of intention. The intention transforms the permissible deed into an act of obedience, an act of worship. So care and attention should be paid to it. It must be sincerely dedicated to Allah Almighty, free from the impurities of hypocrisy and reputation. There is no doubt that correcting the intention and bringing it up at the beginning of the deed is one of the greatest things that the worshipper must be keen to do, because it is the criteria or the criterion for accepting or rejecting the deed. Moreover, it is the indicator of the goodness or corruption of the heart. The heart will not be upright unless it strives to please Allah, the Almighty, only with no partners. The reward is multiplied by the multiplicity of the intention in the same act. If a Muslim enters the mosque in a state of ablution and prays two units of prayer with the intention of the voluntary prayer of dawn, the sunnah of ablution, and the sunnah of greeting the mosque, he will be rewarded for what he intended, and with Allah is the greatest bounty. And Nawawi, may Allah have mercy on him, said, if one enters the prayer with the intention of performing the obligatory prayer and the prayer of greeting the mosque, his prayer will be valid and he will be rewarded for both the obligatory prayer and the prayer of greeting the mosque. Al-Ghazali, may Allah have mercy on him, said, the acts of obedience are contingent on the intentions in terms of the original validity and the multiplication of the reward. As for the original, it is to worship Allah alone with no partners. Therefore, if one shows off with his deed, then it will turn into an act of disobedience. As for the multiplication of the reward, it relies on the multiplicity of the good intentions, for one can have more than one good intention in the same deed, so that he receives a reward for each good deed. Each good deed will be multiplied tenfold, and Allah increases the reward as He likes, as confirmed in the authentic hadith. Let us consider this example. Sitting in the mosque. It is an act of obedience, and it is possible to bear many good intentions so that it becomes one of the virtuous deeds of the righteous, and the doer attains the ranks of those who are close to Allah. The first is to believe that it is the house of Allah, and that inside it he will be considered a visitor of Allah, so he intends to visit his Lord, hoping to attain the reward promised by the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, who said, "The one who sits in a mosque has visited Allah, and it is due on the visitor to honor his visitor." The second, to wait for the prayer after performing a prayer. The third, devotion to Allah, contemplation of the hereafter, and repelling one's diverting concerns by secluding oneself in the mosque. The fourth, to free oneself to remember Allah or to listen to His remembrance and to be reminded of Him. The fifth, to intend to convey the knowledge through ordering what is good and forbidding what is wrong, because in the mosque he may meet people who pray in an improper way or commit a prohibition. The sixth, to benefit a brother for the sake of Allah. The seventh, to abstain from sins out of shyness from Allah the Most High, and out of shyness from transgressing in the house of Allah what necessitates an offense against its sanctity. Then, this is a way to multiply the intentions. You may apply the same method on the other acts of obedience and the permissible things, since there is no act of obedience, but it is liable to bear many good intentions. These good intentions will be present in the heart of the servant when he strives to attain the goodness, prepares for it, and contemplates on it. In this way, the deeds can be elevated and the deeds may be multiplied. The types of intentions. There are two types of intentions: an obligatory intention, without which the act of worship is not valid, such as the intention in ablution, prayer, zakat, fasting, and pilgrimage. This intention is hardly overlooked by anyone. So if a person performs ablution to pray or to touch the Quran or to be pure, then he has the intention. So the intention to pray or the intention to remove the state that prevents him from offering the prayer, this is the intention in ablution. If a person stands to pray knowing that it is the noon prayer, for example, and intends to pray it and begins it, then he has made the intention and it is not necessary and it is not prescribed to say with his tongue that I intended to pray the noon prayer, etc., as some people do, because this was not narrated from the Prophet, may the peace and a blessing of Allah be upon him, but the place of the intention is the heart. Thus, if a person resolves at night that he will fast tomorrow, then he has intended to fast, and even eating the food of suhoor indicates his intention to fast and his desire for it. Intention in this sense is difficult for a person to forget. Two recommended intention. To obtain the reward, and this is what some people neglect, which is to evoke the intention in permissible things to turn them into acts of obedience and acts of worship, such as eating, drinking, and sleeping, with the intention of strengthening the body to perform the acts of obedience, narrated Sa'd ibn Waqqas, Allah's messenger, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, said, "You will be rewarded. You will be rewarded for whatever you spend for Allah's sake, even if it were a morsel which you put in your wife's mouth. Mu'adh, may Allah be pleased with him, said, as for me, I sleep and stand up in the night prayer. So I expect the reward for my sleep as I expect the reward for standing in the night prayer. He, may Allah be pleased with him, used to anticipate the reward in sleeping as he anticipated the reward for performing the night prayer, because he wanted to gain strength for worship and obedience by sleeping. He used to seek the reward in rest as well as in fatigue, because if the rest is intended to help in worship, the reward will be obtained. Matters help to evoke this intention. Matters that help to evoke this intention: taking one's time, contemplation, avoiding haste. In this way, the person thinks about what he does and leaves and holds himself accountable before the action, then considers whether it is permissible or forbidden, then looks at his intention. What did he intend by that? The more he holds himself accountable and trains it to reflect before performing the deed, the more he remembers to have a good intention until it becomes his habit, and he usually gets used to it, so he does not go out or enter, does not eat or drink, does not give or prevent unless he has a good intention in that deed. And thus, it turns spending the time and the permissible things to times. It turns spending the time and the permissible things to times of worship and a drawing closer to Allah. We ask Allah Almighty to guide us to sincerity in intention, saying, and action. Allah Almighty is higher and knows best. He is all-knowing. All praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may the peace and the blessings of Allah be upon our Prophet Muhammad, his family, and all his companions, and those who follow him in goodness until the day of judgment. Good intentions pertaining to the Adhan. Good intentions pertaining to the Adhan. Competing the righteous even to draw lots so as to raise the Adhan. Competing the righteous even to draw lots so as to raise the Adhan. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, if people came to know the blessing of calling Adhan and standing in the first row, they could do nothing but would draw lots to secure these privileges. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 2. To be of those who have the longest necks on the last day. Muawiyah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, saying, the Mu'addinun, callers to prayer, will have the longest necks on the day of resurrection. Muslim. The scholars differed concerning what is meant by having the longest necks on many opinions, including they are the most yearning people for the mercy of Allah Almighty, because one extends his neck to what he aspires to. He yearns for the abundance of rewards he sees. If people are bridled with sweat on the day of resurrection, their necks will be their necks, meaning the collars of to prayer, their necks will be long, lest they suffer the anguish and sweat. They are masters and heads, and the Arabs describe the masters as having the longest necks. 3. To expel the devil for he escapes upon hearing the adhan. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, when adhan for salat, for prayer, is pronounced, the devil takes his heels and breaks wind with noise so as not to hear the call. When the adhan is finished, he returns. When the iqama is announced, he turns his back, and after it is finished, he returns again to distract the attention of one and makes him remember things which he does not recall in his mind before the salat. And he says, and says, remember this and this, meaning shaitan or Satan. He says, remember this and this, and thus causes one to forget how many rak'at he performed. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The devil escapes so as not to testify to the caller on the day of resurrection. He escapes. He escapes out of aversion to hearing the call to prayer. He, meaning the devil, he escapes out of aversion, hate, to hearing the call to prayer, and then returns with the delusion to spoil the worshipper's prayer. He escapes out of aversion or hate to hearing the call to prayer, and then returns with the delusion to spoil the worshipper's prayer. Because the call to prayer includes the prostration that he, Shaytan, refused and disobeyed Allah because of rejecting it. For to attain the virtue of the testimony of both humankind and jinn, and the virtue of seeking forgiveness by everything that hears me. To attain the virtue of the testimony, to attain the virtue of the testimony of both humankind and jinn, and the virtue of seeking forgiveness by everything that hears me or that hears me. Abdullah bin Abdul Rahman reported Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with both of them or with him, said to me, I see that you like living among your sheep in the wilderness. I see that you like living among your sheep in the wilderness. So whenever you are with your sheep or in the wilderness and you want to call adhan, you should raise your voice, because whoever hears the adhan, whether a human or jinn or any other creature, will testify for you on the day of resurrection. Abu Sa'id added, I heard this from the Messenger of Allah. Abu Sa'id, may Allah be pleased with him, added, I heard this from the Messenger of Allah. May the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him. Al-Bukhari. 5. To be one of those for whom the Prophet, may the peace and the blessings of Allah be upon him, supplicated. Narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, the Imam is responsible and the Muaddin is trusted. O Allah, guide the Imams and forgive the Muaddinin, or the Muaddinin, yes, or the callers for prayer. 6. To have my sins forgiven as far as my voice reach. It was narrated that Abu Huraira said, I heard the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, himself say, the Muaddinin's sins will be forgiven as far, or the Muaddin's sins will be forgiven, or the caller for prayer, the Muaddin's sins will be forgiven as far as his voice reaches, and every wet and dry thing will pray for forgiveness for him. Sunan Ibn Majah. 7. To have multiplied rewards and a house in paradise. To have multiplied rewards and a house in paradise. Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, as saying, He reported him as saying, if anyone calls the Adhan for 12 years, paradise is guaranteed to him. 60 blessings will be recorded for him for every day's calling of the Adhan, and 30 blessings for every Iqamah. Ibn Majah. 8. To get the like of the rewards of those who offered the prayer because of hearing the Adhan. Abu Umama, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, the Muaddin's sins will be forgiven as far as his voice reaches. Get the like of the rewards of those who offered, gets the like of the rewards of those who offered the prayer with him. 9. To allow people to get the reward of repeating the Adhan. Narrated Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger, may Allah be peace, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, whoever, after listening to the Adhan, says, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wa tam wa salat al qa'im ati Muhammadin wasila wal fadila. آتي محمد الفضيلة والوسيلة والفضيلة وابعثه مقاما محمودا الذي بعثته. O Allah, Lord of this perfect call, perfect by not ascribing partners to you, and of the regular prayer which is going to be established, give Muhammad the right of intercession and illustriousness, and resurrect him to the best and the highest place in paradise that you promised him of. Then my intercession for him will be allowed on the day of resurrection. Al-Bukhari. 10. Repeating the Adhan and supplicating Allah after it. Repeating the Adhan and supplicating Allah after it. This entails the forgiveness of sins. Sa'd bin Abu Waqqas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Prophet, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, said, he who says after the Adhan, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, radhitu billahi rabban, wa bi Muhammad rasulan, wa bil islami deenan, testify that there is no true God except Allah alone. He has no partners, and that Muhammad is his slave and messenger. I am content with Allah as my Rabb, my Lord, with Muhammad as my messenger, and with Islam as my deen, way of life. His sins will be forgiven. Muslim. 11. To be one of the Muslims' trusted people. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, as saying, the Imam is responsible and the Muaddin is trusted. O Allah, guide the Imams and forgive the Muaddins. Ahmad and Abu Dawood. 12. To be one of those for whom the Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, supplicated. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, as saying, the Imam is responsible and the Muaddin is trusted. O Allah, guide the Imams and forgive the Muaddins. Ahmad and Abu Dawood. 13. To be of the best slaves of Allah. Abu Awfa, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, the best of the slaves of Allah are those who regard attentively the sun, the moon, and the stars for the sake of remembering Allah. The best of the slaves of Allah are those who regard attentively the sun, the moon, and the stars for the sake of remembering Allah. 14. Out of the hope that Allah will make it a reason for me to be admitted to paradise. It was narrated from Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, whoever calls the Adhan for 12 years, he will be guaranteed paradise. Intentions, ablution. When I perform ablution, I anticipate that one will attain the love of Allah. Allah said, interpretation of the meaning. And they ask you about menstruation, say, it is harm, so keep away from wives during menstruation, and do not approach them until they are pure. And when they have purified themselves, then come to them from where Allah has ordained for you. Indeed, Allah loves those who are constantly repentant and loves those who purify themselves. Quran chapter 2, verse 222. 2. It is a means to be admitted to paradise. Uqba bin Amr, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, we were entrusted with the task of tending the camels. On my turn, when I came back in the evening after grazing them in the pastures, I found Allah's messenger, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, standing and addressing the people. I heard these words of his: if any Muslim performs ablution well, then stands and prays two rak'ahs, sitting above them with his heart as well as his face, paradise would be guaranteed to him. I said, what a fine thing is this. And a narrator who was before me said, the first was better than even this. When I cast a glance, I saw that it was Umar who said, I see that you have just come and observed. If anyone amongst you performs the ablution and then completes the ablution well and then says, I testify that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is the servant of Allah and his messenger, the eight gates of paradise would be open for him, and he may enter by whichever of them he wishes. Umar bin Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, whoever of you performs wudu, ablution, carefully, and then affirms, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, I testify that there is no true God except Allah, who has no partners, and that Muhammad is his slave and messenger, the eight gates of Jannah are open for him. He may enter through whichever of these gates he desires to enter. Muslim, it is a part of the prophetic sunnah to offer two rak'ahs after performing ablution. Narrated Abu Burayda, may Allah be pleased with him, the messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, awoke in the morning and called for Bilal, then said, O Bilal, by what have you preceded me to paradise? I have not entered paradise at all, except that I heard your footsteps before me. I entered paradise last night, heard your footsteps before me, and came upon a square palace with balconies made of gold. So I said, whose palace is this? They said, a man among the Arabs. So I said, I am an Arab. Whose palace is this? They said, a man among the Quraysh. So I said, I am from the Quraysh. Whose palace is this? They said, a man from the Ummah of Muhammad, may the peace and a blessing for Allah be upon him. So I said, I am Muhammad. Whose palace is this? They said, Umar bin al-Khattab. Umar bin al-Khattab's. So Bilal said, O Allah's messenger, I have never called the adhan except that I prayed two rak'ah, and I never committed hadath except, meaning impurity, and I never committed hadath, impurity, meaning breaking winds or the big breaking wind or stool. And I never committed hadath except that I performed wudu ablution upon that. And I considered that I owed Allah two rak'ah. So the messenger of Allah, May the peace and a blessing of Allah be upon him, said, for those two, for those two. Three, it is a means to have my rank elevated in paradise. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and a blessing of Allah be upon him, said, should I not direct you to something by which Allah obliterates the sins and elevates your ranks? They said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. He said, performing wudu properly, even in difficulty, frequently going to the mosque and waiting eagerly for the next salat prayer after a salat is over. Indeed, that is a ribat. That is a ribat. For it is a means to drink from the cistern of the Prophet Muhammad, Al-Hawd. It was narrated from Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, went out to the graveyard and said, peace be upon you, the abode of believing people. If Allah wills, we shall join you soon. Would that I had seen our brothers. They said, O Messenger of Allah, are we not your brother? He said, you are my companions. My brothers are those who have not come yet, and I will reach the Hawd cistern before you. They said, O Messenger of Allah, how will you know those of your ummah who come after you? He said, don't you think that if a man has a horse with a white blaze and white feet among horses that are solid black, he will recognize his horse? They said, of course. He said, they will come on the day of resurrection with a glittering white faces and a glittering white hands and feet because of wudu ablution, and I will reach the Hawd, the cistern, before them. Sunan al-Nisa'i. 5. My sins will be forgiven and my rank will be elevated. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, He who purified himself in his house and then he walked to one of the houses of Allah for the sake of performing a fard obligatory act out of the fara'id obligatory acts of Allah, both his steps would be significantly as one of them would obliterate his sin and the second one would raise his status. Sahih Muslim. 6. I am following the path of the believers. I am following the path of the believers. It was narrated that Abdullah bin Amr, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, adhere to righteousness even though you will not be able to do all acts of virtue. Know that among the best of your deeds is a prayer and that no one maintains his ablution except a believer. Sunan ibn Majah. 7. I obtained one half of the faith and I will try to obtain the other parts of the faith. Abu Malik al-Ash'ari, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, purity is half of Iman, faith. 8. I will have my sins forgiven. Uthman bin Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, I saw the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, performing wudu, ablution, the way I have just done it, and said, he who performs wudu like this, his previous sins will be forgiven, and his salat prayer and walking to the mosque will be considered as supererogatory act of worship. Muslim. 9. I will be free from my sins. I will be free from my sins. It was narrated that Uthman bin Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, said, who Whoever does wudu, ablution, and does wudu well, his sins come out of his body, even from beneath his nails. Muslim. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, when a Muslim or a believer washes his face in the course of wudu, every sin which he committed with his eyes will be washed away from his face with water or with the last drop of water. When he washes his hands, every sin which is committed by his hands will be effaced, obliterated from his hands with the water or with the last drop of water. And when he washes his feet, every sin his feet committed will be washed away with the water or with the last drop of water until he finally emerges cleansed of all his sins. Muslim. 10. I am training myself to stick to the way of the believers. It was narrated that Thawban, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Messenger of Allah, may peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, adhere to righteousness even though you will not be able to do all acts of virtue. Know that the best of your deeds is salat, prayer, and that no one maintains his ablution except a believer. Sunan Ibn Majah. 11. I will be distinguished with the marks of ablution from the other people. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, as saying, my people will be summoned on the day of resurrection with white faces and hands and feet from the marks of ablution. If any of you can extend his brightness, let him do so. Bukhari and Muslim. 12. I will have a guarantee to be admitted to paradise. Uqba ibn Amr, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, we were entrusted with the task of tending the camels. On my turn, when I came back in the evening after grazing them in the pastures, I found Allah's Messenger, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, standing and addressing the people. I heard these words of his. If any Muslim performs ablution well, then stands and prays two rak'ahs, sitting about them with his heart as well as his face, paradise would be guaranteed to him. Sahih Muslim. And I will be adorned with the adornment, and I will be adorned, this is 13, and I will be adorned with the adornment of paradise. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, I heard my friend, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, as saying, the adornment of the believer in Jannah will reach the places where the water of wudu reaches his body. Muslim. 1. Being committed to performing ablution before going to bed is a means to die in the state of natural disposition. Al-Bara bin Azib, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, whenever you intend to go to bed, perform wudu as is done for salat, prayer, and then lie down on the right side and recite, O Allah, I have submitted myself to you. I have turned my face to you, entrusted my affairs to you, and relied completely on you out of desire for and fear of you, out of desire for and fear of you, expecting your reward and fearing your punishment. There is no resort and no deliverer from hardships except you. I affirm my faith in your book, which you have revealed, and in your prophet, whom you have sent. If you die during the night, you will die in the true religion. Let these words be your last words at night. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 2. Sleeping in a state of purification is a means to have the supplication answered. Narrated Mu'adh bin Jabal, may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, if a Muslim sleeps while remembering Allah in the state of purification, is alarmed while asleep at night, and asks Allah for good in this world and in the hereafter, he surely gives it to him. Sunan Abi Dawood. Good intentions for offering the prayer. 1. Praying in congregation is 27 times better than praying alone. Abdullah ibn Umar said that the Messenger of Allah, may Allah peace and a blessing be upon him, said, prayer in congregation is better than the prayer of a man by himself by 27 degrees. 2. It is one of the best deeds. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, I asked the Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, which of the deeds is loved most by Allah? The Messenger of Allah said, offering the prayer at its proper time. I asked, what next? He replied, kindness to parents. I asked, what next? He replied, observing jihad for the sake of Allah, struggling for the sake of Allah. And if I had asked more, he would have told me more. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 3. Offering the prayer is one of the best righteous deeds. Abu Umama, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, offering the prayer is the best of deeds. One may pray few rak'ahs, but whoever likes to increase offering the prayer, let him do so. 4. I will enter paradise from the gate of offering the prayer. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, he who spends a prayer in the way of Allah will be called from the gates of Jannah. O slave of Allah, this gate is better for you, and one who is constant in Salah prayer will be called from the gate of Salah, and whoever is eager in fighting in the cause of Allah will be called from the gate of jihad, and who is regular in observing sound fasting will be called from Ar-Rayyan gate. The one who is generous in charity will be called from the gate of charity. Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, said, O Messenger of Allah, may my mother and father be sacrificed for you. Those who are called from these gates will stand in need of nothing. Will anybody be called from all of those gates? The Messenger of Allah replied, yes, and I hope that you will be one of them. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 5. Allah will enlighten this worldly life and the hereafter because of offering the prayer. The prayer will be a source of light for me in this world, in the grave, and on the Sirat. Abu Malik Al-Harith bin Asim Al-Ash'ari, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, purity is half of faith, and the praise of Allah fills the scale. Glorification and praise fill up what is between the heavens and the earth. Prayer is a light, charity is a proof, and patience is illumination. The Quran is a proof for you or against you. All people go out early in the morning and sell themselves, either setting themselves free or ruining themselves. Muslim. Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-As said that the Prophet mentioned prayer one day, saying, if anyone keeps to it, it will be light, evidence, and salvation for him on the day of resurrection. But if anyone does not keep to it, it will not be for him a light, evidence, or salvation. And on the day of resurrection, he will be associated with Qarun, Pharaoh, Haman, and Ubay bin Khalaf. It is a light in the full meaning of the word light, a light that illuminates the face of the believer in this world, covers it with tangible beauty and splendor, and illuminates his heart. Because the light of knowledge, because the lights of knowledge shine in it and illuminate the darkness of his grave, just as this light will shine on the forehead of the worshipper on the day of resurrection. For offering the prayer is a light in the world, a light in the heart, then it shines on the face, a light in the grave, a light on the day of resurrection, and a light in paradise. 6, so that the paradise will be open for me, so that paradise will be open for me. Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, the key to paradise, or the key of paradise, is a prayer, and the key of prayer is being purified. 7, I will have my sins forgiven all the day because of offering the prayer. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported the Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, the 5 daily prescribed prayers, and a Friday prayer to the next Friday prayer, and the fasting of Ramadan to the next Ramadan, is an expiation of the sins committed in between them, so long as major sins are avoided. Muslim. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, saying, say, if there were a river at the door of one of you in which he takes a bath 5 times a day, would any soiling remain on him? They replied, no soiling will be left on him. He may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, that is the 5 obligatory salat prayers. Allah obliterates all sins as a result of performing them. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 8, to meet Allah as a Muslim. Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, he who likes to meet Allah tomorrow, i.e. on the day of requital or resurrection, as a Muslim, should take care and observe the salat. When the adhan is announced for them, should take care and observe the salat. When the adhan is announced for them, Allah has explained or expounded to your Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, the ways of right guidance. And these, the prayers, are part of the right guidance. If you have to perform salat in your houses, as this man who stays away from the mosque and performs salat in his house, you will abandon the sunnah or the practice of your Prophet. May the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him. And the departure from the sunnah or the sunnah of your Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, will lead you astray. I have seen the time when no one stayed behind except a well-known hypocrite. I also saw that a man was brought swaying on account of weakness between 2 men till he was set up in a row in the mosque. Muslim. 9. So that my deeds will be upright on the day of reckoning. Abu Huraira told of hearing Allah's Messenger, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, saying, the first of his deeds for which a man will be taken into account on the day of resurrection will be his prayer. If it is sound, he will be saved and successful. But if it is unsound, he will be unfortunate and miserable. 10. Allah will save me from the hellfire. On the authority of Hanzala al-Usaydi, he said that the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, he said, whoever maintains the five daily prayers, the ablution, timings, kneeling and prostration out of believing that Allah prescribed it, he will be saved from the hellfire. 11. To have my deeds recorded in Illiyun. The Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, a prayer following another, with no idle talk between them, will be a deed recorded in Illiyun, the highest, one of the highest rank in Jannah. 12. To get rid of my sins. Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, verily, when a servant stands to pray, verily, when a servant stands to pray, his sins are placed on top of his head and shoulders. Every time he bows or prostrates, they fall away from him. Verily, when a servant stands to pray, his sins are placed on top of his head and shoulders. Every time he bows or prostrates, they fall away from him. Sahih Ibn Hibban, Hadith number 1769. 13. To have my sins forgiven and to return free from sin, as on the day my mother bore me. Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, a man kissed a woman, so he came to the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, and informed him about it. Then Allah revealed this ayah, this verse, and performed the salat between the two ends of the day and in some hours of the night. Verily, the good deeds efface the evil deeds, i.e. minor sins. Quran chapter 11, verse 114. The man asked the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, whether this applies to him only. The Messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, said, it applies to all of my ummah, Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, a man came to the Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, and said, O Messenger of Allah, I have committed a sin liable of ordained punishment, so execute punishment on me. The Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, did not ask him about it, and then came to the time for offering the prayer. So he performed salat with the Messenger of Allah. When the Messenger of Allah finished salat, the man stood up and said, O Messenger of Allah, I have committed a sin, so execute the ordinance of Allah upon me. He, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, asked, have you performed salat with us? He said, yes, or yes, he replied. The Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, verily Allah has forgiven you. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 14. To be of the rightly guided. Allah said, interpretation of the meaning. The mosques of Allah, the mosques of Allah are only to be maintained by those who believe in Allah on the last day and establish prayer and give zakat and do not fear except Allah, for it is expected that those will be of the rightly guided. Quran chapter 9, verse 18. 15. To reach the ranks of the truthful and the martyrs. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that two men from Bali, from the tribe of Qudaa, embraced Islam with the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him. One of them died as a martyr for the sake of Allah, and the other remained alive for another year and then passed away. Talha ibn Ubaidillah, may Allah be pleased with him, said, I dreamed that the person who died last entered paradise before the martyr. Therefore, I was astonished. I mentioned this to the Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, or this was mentioned to him. So he said, did the second not fast in Ramadan? Did the second not fast in Ramadan 1 year after him? Did he not perform 6,000 rak'ahs and so rak'ahs in voluntary prayers? Ahmad al-Albani, Sahih. 16. It forbids me from committing the immorality and wrongdoing. Allah said, interpretation of the meaning. Recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book and established prayer. Indeed, prayer prohibits immorality and wrongdoing, and the remembrance of Allah is greater, and Allah knows that which you do. Quran chapter 29, verse 45. 17. To accompany the Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him in paradise. Narrated Rabi'a bin Ka'b As-Sulami, may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said to me, ask. I said, I ask your company in paradise. He replied, or something else. I said, that is it, i.e., that is what I desire. He said, then help me to achieve this for you by devoting yourself often to prostration. Muslim. Good intentions in terms of going out to perform the prayer and going out to the mosque. When I go out to perform the prayer, I anticipate that, one, Allah writes for me 10 good deeds. Uqbah bin Amr, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, whoever purified himself, then went out to the mosque to offer the prayer, the recording angels will record for him 10 good deeds for each step he takes. 2. Allah elevates my rank and forgives my sin. It was narrated that Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, when one of you performs ablution and does it well, then he comes to the mosque with no other motive but prayer and not seeking anything other than the prayer. He does not take one step, but Allah raises him in status 1 degree thereby and takes away one of his sins until he enters the mosque. When he enters the mosque, he is in a state of prayer so long as he is waiting for the prayer. 3. Allah records for me a good deed for every step, on the authority of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah, said, every joint of a person must perform a charity each day that the sun rises. To judge justly between two people is a charity. To help a man with his mount, lifting him onto it, or hoisting up his belongings onto it, is a charity. And the good word is a charity. And every step that you take towards the prayer is a charity. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 4. I am the hospitality of the most generous, that he is the best one to treat his guest, and he is the best one to treat his guest honorably. The Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, when one of you performs ablution and does it well, then he comes to the mosque, then he has visited Allah, and it is due on the visited to honor his visitor. 5. Allah prepares a hospitable abode for me in paradise. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, who said, he who goes to the mosque at dawn or dusk for Salat, Allah prepares a hospitable abode for him in Jannah, paradise, every time when he walks to it or comes back from it. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 6. Allah feels happy with me just as the family of one who is absent feels happy when he comes back to them. It was narrated from Abu Hurairah. May Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, a Muslim does not regularly attend the mosque. It was narrated from Abu Hurairah. May Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, a Muslim does not regularly attend the mosques to perform prayer and remember Allah, but Allah feels happy with him, just as the family of one who is absent feels happy when he comes back to them. 7. Allah will grant me the reward of the one who goes for the Hajj pilgrimage after wearing ihram. Narrated Abu Umama, may Allah be pleased with him, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, who said, if anyone goes out from his house after performing ablution, for saying the prescribed prayer or performing the prescribed prayer in congregation in the mosque, his reward will be like that of one who goes for Hajj pilgrimage after wearing ihram, a robe, which is a robe worn by the Hajj pilgrims. 8. Allah will give me a guarantee. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, reported, the Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, No Muslim dies with one of six traits, but that he has a guarantee from Allah. He will be admitted into paradise. A man who performs ablution in the best manner and then goes out to the mosque for his prayer, if he dies in this state, his guarantee is upon Allah. In other words, if he lives, he will have provision to suffice him, and if he dies, he will enter paradise. Waiting for the prayer and spending the time in the mosque, as well as maintaining them. When I stay in the mosque with the intention of waiting for the prayer to remember Allah, I anticipate that, 1, I will be counted the obedient and to have the reward of waiting for the prayer. Uqba bin Amr, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, said, if one purified himself, then went to the mosque for the sake of performing the prayer, prescribed prayer, the recording angels will record for him 10 good deeds for each step he takes. The one who sits in the mosque waiting for the prayer is recorded with Allah as obedient, and he will be considered in a prayer since he leaves his house until he returns to it. 2. Allah forgives my sins and elevates my rank. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, should I not direct you to something by which Allah obliterates the sins and elevates your ranks? They said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. He said, performing wudu properly, even in difficulty, frequently going to the mosque and waiting eagerly for the next salah, prayer after a salah, is over. Indeed, that is a ribat. That is a ribat. 3. Allah grants me the reward of observing ribat, which means, ribat means the defense against infidelity and wrongdoing. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, should I not direct you to something by which Allah obliterates the sins and elevates your ranks? They said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. He said, performing wudu properly, even in difficulty, frequently going to the mosque and waiting eagerly for the next salah, prayer after a salat, is over. Indeed, that is a ribat. Muslim. 4. To be included in the supplication of the angels. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, Allah's Messenger, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, as saying, the angels invoke blessings on everyone among you so long as he is in a place of worship with these words, O Allah, pardon him. O Allah, have mercy upon him. And they continue to do so as long as the ablution of the worshipper is not broken, and one among you is in a prayer, and so long as he is detained for the prayer. 5. To receive the assistance of the angels because of frequently being in the mosque, being in the mosques. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported Allah's Messenger, may the peace and a blessing of Allah be upon him, as saying, the masajids have pegs, i.e. people who habitually frequent them, like how pegs cling on to what they are attached to. The angels are their companions. Pegs, P-E-G. The angels are their companions. If they are absent, the angels search for them. And if they become sick, the angels visit them. And if they are in need, the angels assist them. 6. To be covered with the mercy of Allah, which descend on those existing in the mosques. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, any group of people that assemble in one of the houses of Allah to recite the Book of Allah, learning and teaching it, tranquility will descend upon them, mercy will engulf them, angels will surround them, and Allah will make mention of them to those, the angels, in his proximity. Muslim. 7. Allah will boast the angels of me. Allah will boast the angels of me. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, Muawiyah, may Allah be pleased with him, came to an assembly in the mosque and asked them, what has made you sit together? They replied, we are sitting here to remember Allah. He said, I adjure you by Allah to tell me whether nothing else has made you to sit together. They replied, by Allah, we are sitting only to remember Allah. Then he said, I did not adjure you because I suspected you. No one of my rank in the eyes of the Messenger of Allah. No one of my rank in the eyes of the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, is the narrator of so few traditions as I am. The fact is that the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, went out to a circle of his companions and said, what has made you sit there? When they replied that they are sitting together to remember Allah and to praise him for guiding them to Islam and bestowing favors on them, he, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, I adjure you by Allah to tell me that nothing else has made you sit together. On their reply that there was certainly no other purpose, he, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, I did not adjure you because I suspected you, but Jibreel came to me and told me that Allah was talking proudly of you to the angels. Muslim. 8. Allah will give me a guarantee. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, reported, the Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, no Muslim dies with one of 6 traits, but that he has a guarantee from Allah. He will be admitted into paradise. A man who performs ablution in the best manner and then goes out to the mosque for his prayer, if he dies in this state, his guarantee is upon Allah. 9. To be one of those whom Allah will shade in his shade when there will be no shade but his. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, 7 are the person whom Allah will give shade of his throne on the day when there would be no shade other than his. A man whose heart is attached to mosques. His heart is not attached to the mosque except for his love for it and his love for staying in it. Whoever loves the mosque has loved what Allah Almighty loves. 10. To be of the pious for the mosque is the house of every pious man. Abu Darda, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, the mosque is the home of every righteous person. Allah Almighty has guaranteed to those who have their home in the mosques with the mercy and safe passage over the bridge of hell unto the pleasure of Allah Almighty. 11. To be of the neighbors of Allah on the last day. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, on the day of resurrection, Allah will call upon the creatures, where are my neighbors? Where are my neighbors? The angels will respond by saying, who may be of your neighbors? Who may be of your neighbors? Allah, the Exalted, will say, they are those who maintain the mosques. The virtue of offering the five daily prayers in a congregation. When I offer the five daily prayers in a congregation, I anticipate that, one, I will gain all the previously mentioned virtues. Two, to obtain a reward multiplied 25 or 27 times. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, a man's prayer in congregation is 25 times more rewarding than his salat at home or in his shop. Abdullah bin Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, prayer in congregation is better than the prayer of a man by himself by 27 degrees. 3. To meet Allah as a Muslim because of maintaining the prayer in a congregation. Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, he who likes to meet Allah tomorrow, i.e. on the day of requital as a Muslim, should take care and observe the Salat when the Adhan is announced for them. Allah has expounded to your Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, the ways of right guidance, and these, the prayers, are part of the right guidance. If you have to perform Salat in your house or houses, as this man who stays away from the mosque and performs prayer in his house, you will abandon the Sunnah, practice of your Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, and the departure from the Sunnah of your Prophet, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, will lead you astray. I have seen the time when no one stayed behind except a well-known hypocrite. I also saw that a man was brought swaying on account of weakness between two men till he was set up in a row in the mosque. Muslim. 4. To do what pleases Allah. Allah is pleased with offering the prayer in a congregation. Abdullah bin Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, said, Allah is pleased with offering the prayer in a congregation. 5. To have the sins forgiven because of offering the prayer in a congregation after performing the ablution properly. On the authority of Uthman bin Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, that he heard Allah's Messenger, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, saying, he who performed ablution for prayer and performed it properly and then went to observe obligatory prayer and offered it along with people or with the congregation or in the mosque, Allah would pardon his sins. 6. To have an immunity against the hellfire and an immunity against hypocrisy if I applied this hadith. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, as saying, if anyone prays to Allah for 40 days in the congregation, being present in time for the first takbirah, two immunities will be recorded for him, one from hell and one from hypocrisy. 7. To be admitted into paradise. It was narrated that Ubadah bin Samit, may Allah be pleased with him, said, I heard the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, saying, 5 prayers that Allah has enjoined upon his slaves, so whoever does them and does not omit anything out of negligence on the day of resurrection, Allah will make a covenant with him that he will admit him to paradise. But whoever does them but omits something from them out of negligence will not have such a covenant with Allah. If he wills, he will punish him, and if he wills, he will forgive him. Alhamdulillah. This is the end of the first part of this book. This is Dr. Khalid Ibrahim Abdullah Dosri from Dammam, Saudi Arabia, reading this for you. Take care, everyone. Assalamu alaikum.